Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Excuse me, 2-1 is crushed. High into left field. This thing is back at the top of the wall, and it's off the top and out. Hanging slider and a 3-run homer for Jonathan India. And the Royals lead it 6-2.
That's a product of not being able to throw your fastball for strikes. Hitters can go up there and look for that pitch knowing you have to throw me a strike right here. But I know what pitch you can't throw a strike with, so I'm going to sit on the slider. Got a hanger, and that's what happens.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Keefe, we've talked a lot of Patriots on the program thus far, based on the preseason game tonight for New England. All your thoughts, how much should the starters play? How many reps for Drake May specifically? We'll continue to get into that. Plus, we gave you our top five Friday, top five Patriots preseason heroes, counting down 5-1, as you do with a list like that. So we'll continue to circle through that coming up. But the Red Sox off last night. Doesn't mean teams aren't gaining ground. Is it time to get a little concerned about teams like the Mariners, teams like the Rangers? I know the Yankees have been ice cold for a while, but even the Yankees, who you imagine will turn things around to a degree, is it time to worry about where the Red Sox are sitting in playoff position? Number one wild card, 2.5 up on the Yankees for the last spot, a game up on Seattle.
We might have some breaking news.
Oh, we
Jones.
Might. Okay.
We just might.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Okay.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
All right, reading from the Boston Celtics Twitter account. Quote, we have signed Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension.
You say Bill Mazzulla?
Did I?
Did he? Did I mishear that? Joe Mazzulla. Maybe I just misheard that.
Did I say Bill?
I don't know. I thought I heard that. My headphones have also been real screwy today.
We're gonna maybe blame that. Yeah, what'd I say? What'd I say? We have signed Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. What'd you say, Bill? Nope.
These headphones are cutting.
Headphones.
These headphones
you
are cutting.
You just got them.
No, but it's weird because Nick.
No, something's up with this jack. It's definitely not the head. There's brand new headphones.
No, so Nick's like, he says in my ear, he's like, they signed Mazzulla. So I immediately go to like Shams' Twitter account. Nothing there on Shams.
Celtics have it.
So I'm like, all right, let me go see. And they just wrote, we have signed Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. Shamrock emoji. No, like, no years or money or anything like that. So maybe somebody else will have that after the fact. But we knew this was sort of like a back burner question.
I think Stevens kind of forecast this when he did, were they breakup interviews or were they kind of around to interviews this offseason after they signed some people?
Well, he was asking about it. Remember, he had one of the times where somebody asked him about it and he was just like, yeah, we would like to have him for a long time. And you and I were like, oh, man, that was sort of strange the way he said that. And then Pure Hoops, Terp, was in with us, and he was like, I think he's just been asked at every availability about it, and he might just be getting a little annoyed.
Yeah.
And so there you go. I didn't know if they wanted this. Like, don't you think, though, this, if Tatum was healthy, you might say, all right, let's see what this year looks like, then give him the extension. But without him, I feel like, well, unless they really bought him out, you probably weren't going to get rid of him.
Well, and I wonder if he was under contract. Like, was he kind of floating in that area where he was close to working without a contract or being a lame duck where they didn't want him to be a lame duck without Tatum this year? So I don't think we ever had a firm answer on what he had remaining on the previous deal. But it is a multi-year contract extension for Joe Mazzulla. He said in the press release, quote, it's truly a blessing. I would not be here without my faith, my wife, my children. We're thankful
in that order
for the partnership with our ownership groups, plural, Brad's mentorship and the support of our staff. Most importantly, I am grateful for the players I have been able to coach the past 3 years. I look forward to completing my time or competing for the Celtics and the city of Boston, rather. Brad Stevens also had a quote in here. We're very excited that Joe decided to extend with the Celtics.
Right.
He understands the job, has a passion, worked hard, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't say I'm surprised by it. I mean, I didn't expect to wake up today and get news of a Joe Mazzulla extension. I know some people don't like him as a coach. Some people have a problem with it. As you just said, Keith, maybe that would be the best way to take it, is don't you want to see what Mazzulla is without Jason Tatum before you hand him an extension? I just think if you like the guy, you never want to go into a lame duck type of situation with him. You can always fire the coach. I'm sure he's not making crazy amounts of money. The Bruins have proven this. The Red Sox, at least prior to Cora, had proven that. So to me, if he was going to be up in a year and he was going to be a lame duck, I'd rather sign him if you believe in him. And if not, you move on when he's a lame duck. I don't have a problem with this.
It's the atmosphere and the mindset.
Win or die.
And loose.
Sure.
Yeah. Win or die. Yeah, Joe Mazzulla, I feel like they do like him. And, you know, a lot of people look at it and say, they shoot too many threes, right? Like, that's like the big knock when they lose. They shoot too many threes, and they refer to it as Joe Mazzulla ball. I don't know if it is. Like, I still don't know what if it is.
Brad ball?
Could be Brad ball. Don't you think it could be Brad ball?
Yeah.
It kind of was under Brad, kind of was under Ime Udoka. It took it to the next level under Mazzulla, but I think in large part because of the roster that Brad gave him. I think some of those other rosters, you weren't going to get as many three-point shots up. You know, you might have Time Lord on the floor. You might have some other guys out there that weren't necessarily three-point shooters. Mazzulla's pretty much been given a lot of lineups that have five guys that can just hoist threes. So if anybody's criticism is like, hey, I want them to take less threes, fine. That's a fair criticism. But I don't know if you swapped out coaches if that would even change it, right? It's like a lot of times when you're like, well, if you swap out Breslow or if you swap out like all these different guys around, like what really changes if at the top they're the ones that are saying this is how we want to go
about
it?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it. And, you know, we'll see if there's any tactical changes this year. I think there should be. I thought when we talked to Tim Welsh when we were in Newport, I thought he gave some really good insight into how the Pacers run their offense versus how the Celtics should. And he thinks Mazzulla is a good enough coach to adapt to that. I think Stevens talked about that to a degree this offseason in some of those same press conferences we were talking about. So I wonder if it shifts a little bit. I do think they were too skewed last year, but they're going to shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah.
You bring in Anfernee Simons, you bring in Chris Boucher, like those are guys who are going to launch.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be that different, not that different than the last couple of years, even if they come back to the pack a little bit with their three-point shooting.
But very different than the other coach in town in Jim Montgomery, we're wondering, if he's going to get an extension going into his lame duck year?
Well,
and then he doesn't, you get to a bad start, and you're gone.
And Cora went into his lame duck year last year.
True.
And
they
extended him in season. And I just think that's bad business. So when you get to a lame duck year, which I think he was at, I don't know that we have firm confirmation.
No, there's
that.
A lot of scuttlebutt that he was. I don't know if it's been confirmed, but I think a lot of people assume that this might have been the final year on
so
his deal.
So that's where you make a decision. You either say, this is not our coach long-term, cut bait, or you sign him to an extension. I like him. I don't think he's the best coach in the league by any means, but I think I probably like him more than the average fan does. He gets a lot of flack. And I think he, in some ways, is a shield for Brad Stevens in the front office and, you know, the analytics that they employ. And so, yeah, I don't have a problem with him sticking around as a coach. And guess what? If they're worse than I think this year, I still think it should be a top four seed in the East. I still think at worst they should stay out of the play-in and be in the top six and be a five or a six seed at worst this year. So, and if he's not that, I can't imagine you're giving him.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So much money where you can't move on from him. That doesn't count against the luxury tax or the second apron or any of that business. So you can move on and cut bait. It's easy for me to say, but it's not going to be, I can't imagine, some astronomical figure for a guy who won a championship.
Yeah.
I think it's a good move by the Celtics.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Every year that he was here, the three seasons he's been here, in the regular season, they had more wins than the Udoka year or any of the Brad Stevens years. And really most of the Doc years outside of those first two, you know, when they were just an absolute wagon with Garnett and Pierce and Allen. So they've obviously won a lot. He wins a title, so he's got that, something that clearly Brad Stevens and Ime Udoka did not have. But he also has two second-round exits. This year, I think we're all going to kind of grade it on a curve.
And it's a real opportunity to either be exposed and say, oh, well, you just had Jason Tatum. If the team falls off, what do you really do? And that'll be fair. But if he's able to get them to where I think they should be, a top four seed in the East, you know, 50-win team, fourth seed in the East,
yeah,
that will speak to his ability to coach. And I think maybe he'll convert some people. And I would wager on that this year. I think they should be a good team in the East this year.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should be a playoff team for sure. I think sixth is probably a fair spot for them. You know, the Pacers are obviously going to be much worse.
Five or six?
Yeah.
Seven or eight.
No, I think five or six. So right now you would say what? Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Anthony Simons.
Pritchard.
Well, Pritchard off the bench for me.
Oh, but you meant for a starting five.
Yeah. Boucher and Nemus Kata? Or do you go small with Hauser?
I'm going small, yeah. That's what
Hauser?
I would have a big with Hauser,
yeah.
Whether it's Kata or Boucher, I don't care. But yeah, that's what I would. I wouldn't go too big. They already have no bigs on the team. You're going to start two crappy ones?
Yeah, right.
I'd probably go Boucher and Hauser. That sounds about right. Or you could go really small and start Pritchard.
I mean, if Derek White has an all-star type season, then maybe they should be one of those avoid the play-in type of teams. If he just doesn't really step up with all those other guys around him, and it's just like, you know, good, like classic Derek White good, but when Derek White's really at his best, it's when he's like your fourth or fifth best player. But now when you remove Tatum, Porzingis, Horford, and Holiday from the mix, I fully expect Jaylen Brown to have a really good year and have an all-star year. But we've seen plenty of teams that have one all-star and either miss the playoffs or are one of those four play-in teams.
You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Multi-year extension. Hot off the presses for the head coach, Joe. Some call him Bill Mazzulla. So you can weigh in there. Let's bump up the Tatum story. We were going to talk about Tatum at the end of the hour. Let's move that here. We can flip the Red Sox to the end of the hour. Rich Gotham, Celtics president, yesterday was talking at a court unveiling, I think in Providence. I forget exactly where they were, but I think it was in Providence. He was asked about Tatum. And this, to me, ties into Mazzulla and the team's success and where I think they can finish this year. He was asked if he's comfortable with Tatum playing when he's cleared to play. Now, again, this is not Brad Stevens. This is not Joe Mazzulla. This is not, you know, somebody in basketball ops. It's the team president, Sam Kennedy equivalent. But he says, what I know about JT is he's going to do everything he can to put us in a position to make a decision.
Hmm.
He's going to work hard to get back as soon as he can, and we'll see how soon that is. But for right now, we're not looking at timetables. So, you know, I mean, that's mostly a nothing answer. He does say Tatum's going to put pressure on us to make a decision this year. I saw a video of him at this court unveiling, Keith. Maybe a little bit of a limp, but way ahead of where I expected he'd be. There's no brace or anything.
No, we saw him at Patriots training camp.
Thank you. I was just going to say the same thing. He was out there at training camp chopping it up with Drake May the other day. So I would not rush this guy back. I don't really see the point in rushing him back. And yet, if he's healthy and he's ahead of schedule and he's cleared to go, I guess why hold him back?
I know. As soon as he went down with what he went down with, I was like, all right, he's out for the whole season. And just leave him out for the whole season. Kind of like Kevin Durant. You know, he knew he was going to miss the whole season. There was no real question about it. He was just out, and that was sort of the be-all, end-all. Was it like a week or two after Tatum had his injury, Tyrese Haliburton had the same one, and the Pacers immediately announced out for all of next season. Now, just because they say that doesn't mean I guess they can't change it, but at least that's what they wanted out there. And I know we were joking about it, but we did see him with a brace and crutches at SummerSlam, kind of walking around like that. He seemed, and he's made another appearance too, where same thing, using crutches. We looked down and saw Tatum had the binocs on him. And he's walking around fine, nothing on his leg, no crutches, no brace, no sleeve, nothing. I was like, oh.
I gotta find, there were recent comments from like a coach. I referenced these.
I mean, you could probably beat him in a race right now, but most normal speed humans.
I could smoke him in a race.
Did you guys hear what Wiggy was calling Jones?
I heard him yelling at him again in the hallway, though.
He's got a new nickname for him.
The Cheetah.
The Cheetah. He goes, Keith, there's bagels in there for you and the Cheetah. I was like, all right, thank you.
I don't know why Wiggy defines speed just on a 40. The only
40-yard dash.
The only measurement for Wiggy for speed is a 40-yard dash. It's you either run a 40 or you can't.
A measurement that people have been using for decades. That makes sense. I think the first Olympic Games, they ran a 40-yard dash.
Here you go. I'm trying to find this story. Bulpet wrote recently.
So do you think he plays this season?
Yeah, I'm starting to think.
I know.
So let me read this to you.
All right.
Steve Bulpet talked to a scout that was at the elite camp where Jason...
Sick brag, bro.
Jason Tatum was a coach at the elite camp. Now, what is that? I'm trying to Google that real quick. But he was an instructor at this this high-end basketball camp. Why he's doing that, I have no idea. The scout came away impressed with how the Celtics star was moving around. He said, quote, he was moving really well. There might have been a slight limp or something, which I did notice at the court unveiling, but I don't think that's shocking.
Good eyes.
The most surprising thing to me is that he didn't have a boot or any of it.
Right.
The scout told Bulpet, I'm no doctor, but I've seen guys coming back from Achilles tears, and he looked way ahead.
Oh, boy.
I was kind of shocked to see how well he was moving. I have no idea what any of this means or when he can come back. I'm sure he and the Celtics medical people have their program set up, and they'll make sure that's where he needs to be when he goes back, but he looks great right now. So take that for what it's worth. Do I think he's going to play? Based on some of this, I'm starting to kind of think so, yeah.
Yeah, and if they are the 5 or 6 seed, there's going to be even more pressure and push and discussion around that. You know, if they bottom out and are terrible, there's going to be obviously no rush for it. And you know how fans can turn. They're going to be like, get in the draft for, the lottery, right? They're going to be like looking at that. But if they're a playoff team and they're doing well and Jaylen Brown's having a good year and you're looking at the landscape of the Eastern Conference, I don't know, around what, May, April, May, there's going to be a big talk about, like, what's Tatum looking like? Is Tatum shooting? Is Tatum running up and down?
We're going to hear it, absolutely.
No, it's inevitable.
Now, if the team's 10th in the East, then it's a lost season.
I think there'll be less.
Then they'll shut him down.
Should be less.
But no, if they're doing what I think they can do without him, yeah. There'll definitely be a discussion about that.
Although, you remember, Jordan came back in 95. People always say Jordan missed 2 seasons. parts of two seasons. Came back.
Wearing the 4-5.
Yeah, they didn't do so great.
No. They
of course,
not.
The following 3 years, they did very well. That may be the greatest team of all time the following year.
Even then, they won a round with Jordan in the 4-5, didn't they? They lost to the Knicks?
Probably. Did they lose to the Knicks or did they lose to Shaq's Magic? I thought they lost to Shaq's Magic.
Oh, that might be right. I'm sorry. That might be right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, and then after that, it went pretty well for Jordan. That's
it went
true.
Great. Yeah, they lost in the second round. They beat the Hornets in the first round.
Good win.
In four games.
It's a good win.
And then they lost in six to Shaq.
There you go.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Just linking Tatum and Mazzulla together here for a moment. Do you think they sign Mazzulla to an extension without Tatum's blessing?
No.
So I do wonder, and I don't think that ties into his timetable for a return or anything, but I agree with that.
I don't think Tatum was going to stand in the way of it, but I'm sure Tatum's not surprised by it.
I think whether they asked him outright.
No, it might not be point blank. Like, come in here and, like, right. you're his boss.
They just understand he's on board with Mazzulla. So that clears the way for a Mazzulla extension.
And he is one of those players that probably should get that. I guess you can argue if any of them do, but it's just the way that it kind of is. Now, there might be, like, a cutoff. Like, it was funny when you heard all the stories coming out of Houston that, like, James Harden got to pick all the coaches and players, and you're like, what? maybe if it's, like, you know, Kobe or something like that, or even my guy LeBron, like, maybe one of those guys, that makes sense. But Jason Tatum should at least be like, obviously – I think they have a good working relationship, and he's fine with that. So there you go.
Okay. Breaking news earlier this hour, Joe Mazzulla, multi-year extension to remain as head coach of the Boston Celtics. You also have Jason Tatum ahead of schedule. So what does it all mean for the C's? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We will get you the week in review at 12:45. Keefe's Keys to the preseason at 1 o'clock and on the way next. It's the 4-pack on a Friday. Friday 4-pack on Jones and Keefe right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox return to action tonight, looking to get back in the win column when the Sox begin a 3-game series against the Padres in San Diego. First pitch tonight is at 9:40. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Stomach at WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Walker Buehler gets a start for the Sox in the series opener against the Padres' Nick Pivetta. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arcand beginning at 8:40. Braintree has advanced to the Little League World Series after last night's 3-2 extra innings walk-off win over Bedford, New Hampshire. Up next, Braintree will play South Carolina on Thursday, August 14th from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Tonight is the Patriots preseason opener against the Commanders from Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. Prior to tonight's game, the Pats will unveil a 12-foot Tom Brady statue outside the Patriots Hall of Fame. WEEI Afternoons will be broadcasting live 2-6 from the Dean College stage at Patriot Place ahead of tonight's ceremony. There were three NFL preseason games last night. The Ravens defeated the Colts 24-16. The Bengals fell 34-27 to the Eagles. And the Raiders and Seahawks finished their game tied at 23 apiece. Today, the Boston Celtics announced that the team has signed head coach Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. Per team policy, terms of the deal were not disclosed. And tomorrow night, the Revolution hosts DC United. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivery. delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.